this is fucking ridiculous. This bitch is not fucking ready. Oh my god. This the type of shit. This is better than a WWE exclusive. Right here. This the type of stuff. Because Rage isn't ready. And we ready to go on the air. And he got his dick in his hand. Oh my gosh. Absurdity. This is... Oh, gosh. Oh, my good Rage. Shit. He texts me at 10 after 11. Talking about Heyman's on the mic. And then you pull this stunt. And you don't answer the phone and your computer's not working. And last week you were going to skip out to go to Raw. And now this week, this is what you do? Maybe it's time for a new co-host. Maybe I need to do get us some interviews going on here. Have some people come on every week and interview, because obviously, how the hell you expect to keep a job? You ain't gonna be able to hold down no job. You can't even make it for a podcast. My goodness gracious. This man be late to his own funeral. You know, this... I'm so mad I can't see straight. This is just ridiculous. You know what? I think I should do the show without him. I do. I'm so mad I could spit nails and bullets. Oh, God, just ridiculous. Oh, I'm fuming. About to go fucking Super Saiyan up in here in a bit minute. This stupid bitch Rage. Everything they said about him was true. He said, hi, Lee. How do you tolerate him, Lee? How do you put up with his shit, Lee? He ain't gonna last, Lee. We don't think this is gonna work, Lee. No, I got him. Still no Rage. Oh my goodness. You know what? Where's Surfer when you need him? Oh, fuck that. I can do bad all by myself. But you know who's always there for me? Oh my goodness. Double A. Hit my music.
News, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
All right, everybody, apparently we're now on the air, officially, Freaks and Fucking Geeks, episode number 4. I'm your host, Lee Champion, and I guess now I have a co-host on the air, Rage. Are you there, Rage?
Yeah, I'm here. Let me just say this before we even say anything else.
You got caught with your dick in your hand. All right.
Oh, you funny. Shut up.
You got quote your dick in hand because you weren't ready. You weren't ready.
I was ready.
11, 15, and people in the chat room waiting, and you don't show up.
I apologize, people. I've been having technical problems, you know. But let me just say one thing before we even get into the show. It had to be the most boring piece of shit episode of Raw I've seen in a while.
No. Don't do that. Don't try to get. Don't don't try to go back and put any of this on Raw. Take the attention off of you. All through 2014 and then through this whole first quarter this year, I've defended you. I've had your back. We used to go to war. We've been at peace. I think we've developed a cool friendship. And then you don't.
I'm sorry, Lee. Let's hug. All right, Lee. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to listen to this. You could have checked your equipment.
How do you know I was home all day?
Your ass didn't go anywhere.
How do you know?
Your fat ass was in the house. You didn't go anywhere today. You were home.
My fat ass did shit today.
You know what, Rage?
My fat ass did some shit.
This is ridiculous, man. I mean, come on now. No, you didn't send a text or anything.
I was watching.
Looking for you. You were what? What did you just say out your mouth?
He just said, Double A said, what did you say?
You said, what were you doing, Rage?
Huh?
What were you doing?
What do you mean? Well, the reason why we're late tonight?
My
technical issues. That's why I'm late tonight, and I apologize. I apologize to the listeners. You deserve better.
I already got two children at home. I can't deal with you. You know what, Rage? You're a grown ass man. Put your dick in your mouth. All right, let's get this show started. Freaks and Fucking Geeks, episode number 4. Here we are on the air right now. Again, my name is Lee Champion, and this is Rage the Fuck Up with you, coming live on Rant EM Radio. Sorry for our tardiness. We always said we weren't going to be that show that did that, but I guess evidently we are, thanks to Reed.
No, we're not going to be that show.
Okay, well, evidently right now you don't have shit to show for concerning that. All right, so anyway, let's go ahead and get started. What you been up to, Rage?
Well, my week was quite interesting. So, I got the job at a airplane cleaning service, so I got that job. And now apparently I have a job interview for Chipotle on Wednesday.
Shit. Now you gonna be on time for these jobs?
Yes I am.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they are quite close to me, so no excuse why I shouldn't be on time.
Oh, well, I mean, you sit on the wall, your damn headset's right next to you. You were late for this, so I mean,
oh my god.
You know I'm gonna dig in your shit all night, right? You know that, right? Hold on, I'm going to pull a line back from back in the day. Anybody seen this movie, know what it's from. You know you fucked up, don't you? You know that, don't you? You know you fucked up, don't you? You know you fucked up, don't you? You know that, don't you? You know you fucked up, right? You know, first you said you
Wait, hold on, Double A.
Listen, you talk to me. First of all, you said you bought the beer at 12 o'clock. Listen. Rage. So that means you can't babysit. You can't hold up the wall anymore, huh?
What?
You can't hold up the wall anymore, huh? You can't stay posted up on that wall on the floor, taking naps, sitting up, and
Double A. I want to know what's the problem with me.
Talk to me. Do you understand that? Talk to me, okay? I have two children already. I shouldn't have to keep explaining myself to you. Talk to me. You have to break it down so you can understand. We all know that your classroom was probably downstairs by the boiler room in school, but listen to me. Talk to me, okay? To me. Don't you me. All right. Rage. You're going to get this job at Chipotle. You're going to get this job, you're saying, on this airplane, okay? Are you going to be on time for these jobs? And you got your dick in your hand again. All right. Oh, shit.
On time for these shows. Move on.
Next time. Just move on. You just move on, please.
Okay, let me talk about my day, because evidently I did a lot of much more interesting things besides you. Oh, my goodness. So, just hanging out today with the family. Got a lot of work done this weekend. Was real excited and pumped to see the show. I didn't have to work tonight, so I was half tempted to watch the whole 3 hours of Raw. And then the thought of it, I was like, I know I got other stuff I can do, so I'll just have it on. And periodically I'll watch and, do other things. And
at least right towards
the end, I'm
just saying.
I'll wait.
Go ahead.
You finished?
Yeah.
Okay. So then at the end, my man came out, and I didn't even know it. So I saw it like halfway in. You know what I'm saying? I had to live it through the replays. I wish I had saw it live. So I'll have to go back and I'll have to watch it and everything. You know, because I only watch Raw for really usually week after week Roman Reigns.
Oh God!
I mean, that's just a beautiful man right there. He's awesome. You know what? Let's get his music on here. I gotta hear.
No, please, no. No. Please don't. No. Come on, Lee. Don't. No. These people have heard his music enough. Ridiculous. Oh my God. Yeah. So Lee's having a little bit of technical issues right now. So we're not going to be playing Roman Reigns' little theme song at the moment. But as I was saying before, I was really interrupted.
No, we don't. I'm trying to make.
God.
Oh yeah, that was so good. I just awesomed all over the place. Oh God, that was so good.
Oh my God.
Oh, nergasm. That was just
Talk about take the dick out your hands.
Oof. Phew. All right, now I'm ready. See, yeah, that's all it took to get me pumped back up. I'm not even mad at your ass anymore. I ain't mad at you.
You talking about take the dick out your hands. I didn't know, where was this? I didn't know about this little love sensation that you had with the Lycan. Why do you like him so much now?
Every week I've been talking about him.
Why do you like the Lycan so much?
He say my name every week, don't he? Believe that. Come on now. Get it together. Every week he say it. Believe that.
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, that should be right there. Should let you know. He looked right into the camera tonight and said it. He said, "I can, I will believe that." Boom. Gave me a virtual pound.
Yo, how dare that fucking piece of shit ass like
this is going to be the best main event since this main event is going to be awesome. It's going to be the best main event since WrestleMania 17.
I just want to know, how dare he interrupt God? That's all I want to know.
Oh, shut your ass up, man.
How dare he interrupt the God that is Paul E. Dangerously?
Okay. Whatever, man.
The almighty being. What?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. That would help you sleep tonight.
What about what Brock Lesnar said during his interview? Oh my God, I love that shit. He said he was gonna straight fuck up Roman Reigns. Of course they bleeped out the fuck, but he said that? He said he was gonna fuck up Roman Reigns.
And I didn't watch it and they beeped it? He said it. Wow, stop playing.
I'm dead. Oh my God.
He turns so pink when he gets upset.
He said he was going to fuck Roman Reigns up.
He gets so pink, like Kilowog from Greenland. He gets pink when he gets upset. Like, really, really, really. Ooh. Like, he looks constipated when he gets upset.
Yeah, I know.
That motherfucker. But did he come out and say it to the. I didn't watch it. Did he come out to the ring and say it? Or did he.
He did it like taped interview.
Oh, Tate? Doesn't he owe a date? He should be out there, shouldn't he?
He should have been out there. Because that would have been, oh my God, that would have been so awesome. With all the kids in the audience.
Oh, you know what? That's why he didn't say it. I mean, that's why he wasn't out there, because he wanted to say that. They're really pushing this envelope with this PG thing, right? I mean, every now and then.
They really are.
Because now Cena coming out there calling people bitches and hoes, and the only difference is he don't say it in a rap anymore. But let Cena get mad enough. And which reminds me, and we don't want to talk about wrestling all night, since when did they start doing contract signings for a U.S. title match?
And then Rusev comes out with this guy who oh god, with yellow glasses, and he starts talking, and he's obviously trying his best to pull off a Russian accent, but you can just hear the Southern accent just oozing out of him. You can hear it. It was just the most corniest piece of shit I've ever seen. Like, you, it's like they just took this guy from off the, from off some fucking farm in Iowa or whatever, and threw a suit on him and said, act and talk like a Russian. That's what they did.
So where's Lana been? Because evidently she wasn't at the house shows lately.
I have zero idea. But they were cheering for her. They were like, we want Lana.
And that's another thing since you're talking about the fans. I hope all of their asses get stuck in traffic on their way home tonight, because they were interrupting the future world heavyweight champion while he was trying to cut his promo tonight. That's some blatant disrespect.
Man, fucker. Fuck that. Like, and he had the audacity to interrupt God. Fuck him.
What'd you call him?
I said, the fuck that Lycan.
Oh, whatever.
If anyone has ever seen, you never seen Underworld?
I've seen all of them. But I'll tell you this. If you're an enemy of Roman Reigns, you're an enemy of me. So fuck you, Rage. As far as I'm concerned, fuck you until after Mania, okay? Until after Mania, I have nothing to say to you. Don't call me. Don't ask. If it doesn't involve this show, I don't want to hear from you. Because, yeah. Because Roman Reigns is, look, like I said, I'm gonna send you
a Roman Reigns t-shirt.
I don't want
with
you
that,
sending me anything. What?
That with blood and piss and you.
Give me that I can, I will shirt. I want that.
Yeah, and then I'll piss all over it. And then
Mixon posted a picture in the group page of Roman Reigns and
with Tyler Breeze
when they were SCW Tag Team Champions. Oh my God, Tyler Breeze!
They both look like trainees. Both of them.
No. Really, Tyler Breeze looked like a transitioning trainee. He did. He totally did. He looked like a transitioning trainee. Like he didn't finish paying for all his hormones yet. That's what he looked like. That's what he looked like. I wish we had that picture. Mixon did it. Oh my gosh! Because I was scrolling and also I saw Roman Reigns. That's what stopped me seeing Roman. Right? Oh, fuck it. We on the first.
I see the T-shirt. Yeah, Randy posted it in the group page, and I really like how. Oh, never mind. This is Photoshop. See, this could be. I like this shirt. I kind of want this shirt. It says "I win," and then under it says "LOL," and on the back it says "Believe," like not believe. It's believe that.
Yeah, L-E-E, believe for me.
Oh please,
eat one, Rage.
Hold on.
Anyway. Yo, all I'm saying is that, you know, he came a long way from tagging with a transitional trainee to being a... But, you know, some folks, they don't mind hanging with trainees.
Let me shut up!
All right.
I'm trying to say.
Oh, I could say a whole lot. But I won't.
Fuck Raw. Let's talk about what we came here to talk about.
All right, let's do this. Let's do the damn thing. Come on, Shun. Let's do it, Shun.
Oh my God. Okay. So
Trainee's gotta watch Raw too.
Oh please.
With their boyfriends. Oh. I don't know why the two topics that seem to dominate this show seems to be race and trainees, right? From people who what's up with these dudes lately getting caught with these trainees?
Who specifically?
Well, fuck it. Didn't you find a video this week or something?
Oh, that video. Yeah.
He was trying to prove his girl wasn't a tranny. Meanwhile, he had the hand on the dick. He tried to pull a dick back. And that dude looked like Beetlejuice from Howard Stern.
Yo.
Where's that audio? You got to head this shit up. Where is it?
We should have had it.
Find that. Get that. This dude is in the video, and she's hollering, "All that pussy, all that pussy." And meanwhile, he's like pulling it back. That was crazy.
He's trying his hardest to like hide it. It really is.
Yo, these trannies are like, it's like a tranny revolution. It is, yo. It's like a tranny fucking tranny revolution, yo. We're past this, though. We need to get him on a call so he can bless this show.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you, because it's just too much for
Pastor.
Me. And you
Pastor?
Know what?
This we need Pastor on this show tonight.
This is coming from you. This type of thought and this atmosphere, this, all this stuff this that's out here, that's put out, this is from you. This is from your beliefs. Yeah, you.
What do you do?
Trannies and stuff, because we've been plagued by trannies. I mean,
how the hell did I bring this? How am I at the forefront of this trend? Why? What did I do?
It's got something to do with it. Fuck it. Blame Reed.
What did I do?
So anyway, I had a great idea of changing the name of this show. I like to pat myself on the back like a bird. I just think that, you know, we could come out with something. So we'll let you keep you guys posted and everything the next couple weeks. We still deciding what we're going to do. But I'm just so glad that thought came to me. Oh, God. See that? Look at that. Believe that.
Man. No, nigga, that is a rooster.
It ain't nothing.
No,
all pussy. All pussy. All pussy.
Then what the fuck is that?
All pussy. All pussy. All pussy. All pussy.
Wow. You know what that reminds me of when I said that? Remember Grace Jones and Boomerang?
Yeah.
There's no man that can resist. There's no man that can resist this pussy. What are you, gay? You must be gay. There's no man that can resist this pussy. And he was like, that's right, I'm gay. You're not gay. I know gay man when I see gay man. He is gay. My brother is gay. Pushy.
We are such a, oh my God.
Oh my God, Randy, thank you so much. I need that shirt.
Speaking of pastors, we need pastor, because what we're about to talk about tonight is
we need just, pastor to bless this show, and we need pastor to lay hands on you, because if I lay hands, you're going to get all 10 of my fingers. You're going to get my 10 commandments, because I'm going to go across your face if you say one more thing about Roman Reigns. I'm going to give you all 10 of my commandments.
I wish you would. I'll put five right across your lip.
I'm about tired of you talking shit about Roman Reigns. You live a little
bastard. I'll talk about the liking if you want to. If you want to fucking bust a move, I'll put five across your lip.
You made this shit personal.
Roman Reigns. Oh my God. Let's just
too much. I really want that shirt right there. I want that shirt. You want to make peace with me? Get me that shirt right there. Believe that. That shit is tight. Look at that.
Yeah. That bet it is tight.
Oh my goodness. That right there is, ooh, what a beautiful man, so, that Roman Reigns.
Here's the first thing that we're going to talk about tonight is...
Shut up, I want to hear it one more time. Shut up.
Oh my God.
I got to get strengthened. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Oof, I had to break
a... You disgusting son of a bitch.
Ooh, I had to break an ankle.
Disgusting son of a bitch.
Nah, Hooker, because you know what? Every week, you got your dick in your hand, and you put us on mute like I don't know. But anyway, all right, go ahead. Tell your story.
So, what I'm going to talk about tonight is... Really, it was just, this was, you know, me and Lee weren't even talking when I found this. So, you know, I was just scrolling through Facebook, you know, and I come across the story. It was on uprocks.com, and the headline here is that a Republican politician, gave away his adopted daughters to a rapist because he thought they were possessed. And, this Republican, this is ridiculous. This, I'm trying to find the name of this guy here. But it's...
You told to have that shit ready.
People, I'm looking for the name, but it doesn't look. It doesn't matter. Bottom line here is that, like, and people wonder why is atheist is shit like this. So the guy this guy gives away his daughters to a rapist, to somebody who fucks kids because he thought they were possessed by what, some evil spirit or some witch or some shit. Only a Republican would do some dumb shit like this. Only a fucking Republican.
He sacrifices children.
That's the problem with these Republicans. They are such fucking Jesus freaks that they can't fucking, like...
Wait a minute, hold up. Everybody's Republican is not a Christian.
Oh my God. Really? Seriously?
Yeah, really. Yes, really. Yes,
that totally sound like a blanket statement, totally, but it's totally true. Really.
Yeah, it is blanket. You're known for that.
Almost every damn Republican that comes into the fucking spotlight is a Christian.
No, the problem I have with you is you no different than when people say stuff about all black people eat fried chicken, all the same. You the same damn thing. You do the same thing. The same thing you get on here and bitch about, you do the same thing with other groups. You fucking hypocrite.
I ain't a hypocrite.
You are one.
Out of here, man.
Yes, you are, man. You totally one.
I ain't gonna give up my kid to a rapist because I think that my kids are fucking possessed by a witch or some shit.
Oh my goodness! You know what? I'm not gonna get into you about the politics and the religion because you know what? That's all you have to argue about ever is what you argue about. Everything else is just stupidity. You just argue about
it's common sense. Why give your daughters away?
Don't be a Morgan.
Period.
Anyway.
Period. Oh my God! Don't do that.
I don't give a fuck,
man. Damn, Rage. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Damn!
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
I said what I mean and I mean what I say.
Don't get this. Oh my God. Don't. Don't bring drama on us.
You can't put Republican and Christian, because most black people that I know, notice I said I know before I get blasted in the chat room, they are Christians, but they not Republicans.
Like who? Other than Greg Anthony.
Go into any black church in any inner city, and most of them are going to be Democrats, but they're Christians.
True, but all the majority.
Right, so you're
white, and they're Christians.
Oh my gosh, Rage! You are such a dummy. I would say Obama, yeah, but you know what? Everybody believes he's a socialist Arab. They believe he's a socialist Arab Muslim. And for some reason, this country doesn't realize that being Arab and being Muslim are two different things. One's a religion. And then you got people that
say that he's from Kenya, that they say Hawaii isn't a part of America. Only Republican.
And his mother's white. But keep going. Keep going, Rage. Keep going.
But here...
Go ahead. Go faster, Rage.
Here's the, shut up. Here's the start. So basically, here's a little bit of the story.
Pastor Sadell.
Actually, who's, what?
Pastor Sadell is not a Republican. He's a Christian.
Okay. Last year, the news broke that a 6-year-old girl had been raped by her temporary caretaker, who had also been a teacher at a preschool. This preschool was owned by Arkansas State Representative Justin Harris and his wife, Marcia. Said that he was devastated and sickened by the news. Here's what he didn't say: that the 6-year-old girl was legally adopted daughter. Sorry about that. But still,
you love talking about rape. I thought last week I didn't want to hear about children being raped, but you love talking about that for some reason.
I don't like talking about it at all.
But last week you asked me if I want to hear something. And I told you no, and this week you were determined to get a story in about a child getting raped
because it's sick.
Then why I want to hear? We got look. We're sick enough, and we can talk about other things. But you want to determine to talk about that?
I thought we were the show. Okay,
Rage. Don't break the wall. Don't break the wall, Rage. Keep talking. Don't be a Morgan. You're doing it again. You're doing it again, Rage. You're doing it again. Keep going, please.
Yes, my God. But yeah, it's just I'm sorry. You can say whatever you want.
I'm gonna say you
can call whatever I say stupid. It's just really funny how a Republican is doing does shit like this.
Not at all. Number one, why does anything? See, you're the only one that's fooled by.
would do this.
All right, number one is this. You're the only one that fooled. I'm going to say what I got to say. People might disagree with me. I don't give a fuck. You're the only dummy that's fooled. I ain't going to say the only one. A lot of people are, but whatever. You really think there's a difference between Republican and Democrat? All that shit is the same. There ain't no fucking difference. All that shit is the fucking same. All these motherfuckers that's going to be out there, and they're going to be around there and knocking on doors, going to churches, going to community centers, going to the schools and all these other places, knocking on doors, getting a vote with all these empty promises. And then when they get in there, you can't even reach your congressman, let alone them. If you want to sit up there and play this whole division game, that is part of life. That's all it is. This is a game. It's old people, young people division, male, female division, Republican, Democrat division, Muslim, Christian, whatever division, black, white division. It's just all a bunch of divisions, divide and conquer. So if you want to sit there every day leaning your fat ass up on that fucking wall, whining and complaining about who did this, this, that, and the other, why don't you focus all that attention and energy and get yourself a job and work them jobs. Get your job and work it.
Thank you very much.
And work it. I'm going to be on your ass like a pair of Fruit of the Looms every week to make sure that you on that job like you're supposed to. We're going to have updates about that job.
Updates? What you need to know about what I'm doing this job?
When we first met you, you were
watching
the gas station. Outside of Burger King, gas station.
I wasn't working, okay, first of all, I wasn't working at the gas station section of the rest area.
You working at the Burger King, at the sink, you were at the sink in the Burger King, in the gas station, at the rest area, right?
How does that be brought up on the air?
You brought it up.
I didn't bring up shit.
You put all that up, but like a year ago,
So I'm wrong for telling everybody my backstory?
I didn't say that, I just said we heard water splashing when you was washing them dishes, wash, rinse, sanitize, I know how it works.
Next story. Next story. So, I hear that, so this next story is that something that, of course, you know, pissed Lee off, and it happened on, a show on NBC, on MSNBC called The Morning Joe. You wanna get into that?
Oh yeah, all right. So this lady right here, who I felt bad for previously, I don't know her name. What's her name? Do you know her name?
Would be Mika Brzezinski.
Whatever. See if you can find a picture of her while I'm talking, please.
Got it.
Go get it for me, Alfred. Anyway, Alfred, get my fucking picture.
Bitch.
Anyway, so she, I felt bad for her when one day they had Russell Brand on her show and he laid in her so hard. And I felt bad for this lady because of how, you know, she just was embarrassed. Like he embarrassed her. And then all of a sudden that whole thing that happened with, that fraternity, okay. She got on there, and she's up there. She's like, you know, I blame this whole thing that's going on with those young men, and I blame it on the rap music that comes on today. That's what I blame it on. I mean, it's that music. And, you know, if it wasn't for the hip-hop music, we wouldn't have these problems. Okay, I have never heard a hip-hop song, ever. Have I heard a hip-hop song that has said,
hanging, nigga.
No, I'm not even going to go there. To hang a beep from a tree. If you can find one that says that. If you can find a song that says that. Because evidently she's saying that's what taught them or influenced them to sing that song. So
this
again,
is exactly what she said. She said if you look at every single song, I guess you can call these that he's written, it's a bunch of garbage. It's full of N-words. It's full of F-words. It's wrong and he shouldn't be disgusted with the fraternity. He should be disgusted with himself. This is what he was, she was, directing these comments at Waka Flocka Flame, who was a very terrible rapper, but nonetheless, you know.
We ain't here to discuss what type of rapper he is. All we here to discuss is what this lady is. See, that's the thing. You know, that's what you do. You don't let yourself get distracted by other stuff that takes it off of the matter at hand. Okay? See, that's what happens. That's why that stuff is out there. That's probably why they sent Waka Flocka. Because he could distract people, so they talk more about him than they talk about that. What I'm telling you is this, all right? You find me a rap song, anybody, find me a rap song that's made from the major, you know, part of the hip-hop community that is glorifying and pushing hanging, like they said, hanging a nigga from a tree. And I've not.
So and I want to see it. I want to see it by next week.
You ain't going to find that shit because it don't exist.
Well, yeah.
All right? It don't exist. So this, she needs to, she, her ass needs to have several seats. Next. Seats. Come on, Rage. I mean, am I doing this for you? She's supposed to be ready.
Several seats?
She needs to have
several seats.
She needs to have several seats. She needs to sit her ass down. Because she said something out of her mouth that it made no sense. It made no sense at all what she said. That's all it is. It didn't make no sense.
Next story. So, next story before we head to our first break is something that I found, and it was very interesting when I read into it. And I had to find a credible source for it, since Lee always complains that my sources are incorrect, but that's...
No, before you tell a story is this, and the reason why, for those of you know, is Rage, you will come and tell me, I got this story, it was the best thing. You'll send it even a text, or be like, check your... Uh-huh. You know, uh-huh. And I'll say, okay, and I'm like, before I look at it, Rage, is it from a credible source? And then you'll pause.
My stories are from a credible source.
No.
You just don't like the source your opinion.
You'll pause, and then you'll say, okay, I found it somewhere else. Or you'll say, okay, I found two more. No, I'm just saying, do your due diligence. You just can't take what you see. There's been times, Rage, in the past where you've believed shit from kayfabe news. So hey, I'm going to challenge you with this stuff. I'm not going to allow you to come on here and do that.
I don't remember that shit.
You have done it before.
What you talking about?
You have done it. I bet you, look, we may not be able to find a rap song talking about hanging a nigga from a tree, but I bet you somebody be able to find it. And say, dude, how much you want to bet on that? Stand by and watch the chat room get flooded from somebody finding some stupid shit you done said. Oh, because it's there.
Okay, so a New York rabbi who goes by the name of Abraham Romy Cohn is under...
Say rabbi again.
Rabbi.
Go ahead.
Is it the wrong pronunciation? Or?
No. Go ahead.
But yeah, this guy is under heavy fire because apparently he has been... This is disgusting to even say, but he has been infecting babies with herpes because the rabbi sucks blood from the penis of babies.
Oi! I gotta go. I'm done.
This is disgusting.
I'm done.
Why?
Because earlier today you were asking me about Katie Vick, and you just on this kick today about just nasty, disgusting shit today. Real, I mean, just over the top. And I, you know what? I may go there, and I may show my ass when I get on the show. But it's I have a lot.
Look, this is shit that needs to be brought to the forefront because people want to put shit like this on the back burner and ignore it. But this is exactly what I'm talking about: religion. And this kind of shit.
But what about your religion? What about atheism? What about your religion? You don't ever talk nothing so bad to say about that.
Atheism is not a religion.
It's totally a religion.
Opposite of a religion.
Oh, you want it to be, but it is.
Okay, I don't think so.
That's just like non-denominational church day religion. I mean, come on now. You have this campaign to go out there attacking religions. That's your that in itself is a religion. You religiously go out there fucking with religions. Now.
Okay, that's your opinion.
It ain't my opinion. It's true. You've done it for most of the show. You talked about the Republican, and you mentioned Jesus when he had said nothing about Jesus. Then you sit up here talking about this rabbi doing this, and you talking about religions. He's just a cruddy man.
And shit like this always gets ignored because it's shit that he's supposed to do. It's a part of a fucking ritual. It doesn't matter. This dude has his fucking mouth on the fucking penises of babies. Two of them died. Two of them have already suffered brain damage. And he's been doing this shit since 2000. He has 17 cases of this shit on him.
You are sick fucking
Come on.
Fuck.
Seriously.
You are sick fucking
but
fuck.
But people don't want to talk about this shit.
I don't want to meet you
now. Because it's a part of a damn ritual.
I don't want to meet you now. Cause I meet you, I'ma beat your ass. I'ma beat your ass. Cause you just the stuff that come out your mouth. How many friends you got?
How is this? Explain this to me. How is
fascinated by these type of story? That's the second story you told me about some children being
fascinated by it because I'm tired of people like giving a pass to people like this because if it's part of
who
a fucking.
Who said he got a pass? Who said he got a pass? Rage? Who? Who? Name one person that you said has said he got a pass for it.
The general public.
He did it, right? And who gave the babies to him to do it?
Obviously the parents.
Okay, so go to the source and stop. Okay, so there's more parties involved in this, okay? So this is their particular beliefs, the three of them or whatever they are in that particular group. Isolated group, son, okay? That one particular isolated group is doing this, okay? Maybe it could be scattered around, who knows? All
right, you're right. Parents should know better than to put their hand, than to give their children to the hands of pedophile priests and pedophile fucking rabbis and shit.
Okay,
they should know
better. So your problem is with pedophiles or children being abused. Okay, stop trying to blanket it with other stuff that you have an agenda against. All right,
it's oh my god.
All right.
I totally disagree with that stance.
But I don't care what you disagree with.
Of course you don't care.
Get on the show. Go ahead.
Of course you don't care.
Let's do the next story you pulled out.
Want to kiss the ass of the liking, of course. Okay.
Whatever. I believe that. And I believe
Of course you believe that.
As he believes in me.
And
you go.
Let's take a break.
We break when I say break. I have faith. In Roman Reigns.
You have faith in Roman
Reigns. I have faith in Roman Reigns. And he's going to go out there and he's going to slay the beast.
The beast says he's going to fuck Roman Reigns.
Oh, I'm about to get charged up, son. Here it come. I got ready to fuck.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta.
Motherfucker.
Feel like Goku up in this.
Disgusting. What is this, your porn? What is this, your personal porn music? Is this what you get your rocks off to now?
Talking about sex rage. You're so disgusting. I'm just getting charged up, son.
Disgust me.
Ooh, let me clear my throat.
Let's take a break. Shit. We need
it. I call the breaks. I'm listen to me, boy. All right. So let's we'll be back in a few minutes. So Rage can go put his dick in his hand. They got that gonna be enough time for you, Rage? Is that gonna be enough time? About 2 minutes.
Take us a break.
You can rub one out.
Take us a break, motherfucker.
Whatever.
If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck. And it quacks like a duck, then it's a duck. Ooh, oh, oh. Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, airplanes, it's a duck blur. You might solve a mystery or rewrite history. Duck blur. Never found, that's for certain. The worst of messes becomes successes. Tales of daring, too bad, and good luck tales. Yeah, not ponytails or cotton tails. Tales of daring, too. danger. Watch behind you. There's a stranger out to find you. What you do? Just grab on to him.
All right, everybody, we are back for the second half. This is the War Zone portion.
Yeah, this is Steve Sweat. You can follow Steve Sweat.
Yeah. Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls. What you say?
Anyway.
So.
What you say?
Whew. Oh, real quick. I got to ask you a question about my – look. So I'm going to be in the corner of somebody who I like. I'm going to be in the corner of – and I know now you don't. I know you don't care for this person now because of comments made.
So this is
Layla Ali.
Oh yeah.
Get your piece out, what you gotta say about that.
Let me just start off by saying that I love Layla Ali. I find her to be one of the sexiest women in sports. She really is. She can fight. She damn sure can fight. But this whole notion that she can beat Ronda Rousey has to stop. Cause she cannot beat Ronda Rousey. She can't. Ronda Rousey right now is at
How do you know?
Of, huh?
How do you know that?
I was about to get into that.
Is it Ronda Rousey? Okay, is it because of your? Before you start, let me ask you this, cause I want you to think about some of the stuff you're saying. I'm not saying that she can or can't. I'm just saying, is it because you have a stronger like for Ronda Rousey right now? Or is it because this is something that you strongly feel? I just want to know.
I strongly feel that way. She cannot beat Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey is in the prime of her career right now. She is in the prime right now. And like she just put out Cats and Gun on 14 seconds. And she's undefeated in the UFC right now. She's undefeated. She's undefeated for her career. She started out as a Strikeforce bantamweight champion, and she has been undefeated since then. So this whole like Ronda is just more quicker on her feet than Layla is, and I know we're talking about two completely different sports. Ronda's MMA, Layla is just boxing. But if you know Ronda's boxing. It's just more superior than her. It's more superior than Layla. She's more quicker on her feet than Layla. Cause Layla, how long has it been since Layla retired from the ring?
I don't know. Ask me.
I mean, it has to be a while now. And the fact that of all people, Randy Couture is trying to coach her, Layla, into a fight with Ronda is ridiculous. Like this whole thing has to stop, and Randy needs to.
Well, they said in the chat, Mr. Spiley and Pastor Dell said in the chat that Layla was undefeated too. So,
yeah, but that's my point. Is how long has Layla been out of the ring?
Doesn't matter. How many times have you seen people come out of retirement and put on some of the you can't go by
that. That happens for a certain number of people. Not everybody can come out of retirement.
Okay, how do you know that?
And still put on a show.
How do you know Layla's not a part of that group?
I just want to see where she is. If I can see some sort of, she needs to get a couple fights under her belt before she tries to step into the octagon with Ronda Rousey. That's all I'm saying. She can. Because, nah. She will make Layla tap out quicker than she made Kat Zingano tap out.
You just
Layla on. Needs to stop.
Okay, Layla if they needs don't, to give they don't it up. Get that, she don't even get that close. What if Layla boxing is enough just to knock her out with that? What if they don't even make it to the ground?
But she's asking for an MMA fight.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you start off on your feet.
Layla needs some serious training in that. She probably got the boxing stuff down, but she's gonna have to learn some kickboxing, some Brazilian. She's gonna have
how
to learn some shit.
How do you know she hasn't already started learning that stuff? How do you know she already hasn't learned that?
She probably has already started. Now that she got fucking Randy Couture on her, coaching her. By the way, fuck Randy Couture for that. I thought he was a part of MMA that fraternity. But now you want to switch to the dark side. Now you want to switch to the dark side and fucking coach Layla Ali, man. Fuck him.
Because maybe he knows something that you don't know.
That fucking Benedict Arnold.
Oh, whatever. So let me ask you a question. If this match does take place and she beats Ronda Rousey,
this shit ain't gonna happen.
What are you gonna say?
If she beats Layla, if Layla beats Ronda,
yeah, and I'm not talking about decision.
Then fine. I will be.
She knocks her
by
out.
Decision.
If it's not by decision, if she knocks her out.
Then I'll be definitely proven wrong. But I fail to believe.
Everyone
it.
Had to hear from you no more talking about it.
Of course.
I'm sorry I even mentioned it because as soon as I mentioned it, I don't know what I was thinking. You haven't been stopped bitching about it since. I mean,
this is bullshit, and Layla needs to just quit that shit. Just need to quit it. By the way, my focus ain't on that fight. My focus is on Pacquiao Mayweather. That's where my attention is at.
And just because you are like that, I hope that fight go. I hope it's like an old Tyson fight. I hope that shit lasts like 10 seconds, 5 seconds.
Yeah, and Pacquiao knocks
so you spend all your money
hell out of Mayweather.
It's gone.
And Pacquiao knocks all fucking hell out of Mayweather.
How you going to watch that fight anyway with no paycheck?
I'm going to watch that via. I'm not going to pay. What the fuck do you think I'm paying for that fight?
You can go to the bar and watch it.
I'll probably just watch it via stream.
What do you wear when you go to the bar?
What do I wear when I go to the bar?
You can't wear that
same
shit.
I wear my normal shit.
No, you don't wear that same Sesame Street shit when you go up in a bar.
I ain't dressing up special for nobody. I dress up comfortable. I'm comfortable in my garments, and I'm comfortable the way I look in it. If you don't like.
Uh-oh. Rage, we can't hear you.
Punky Bruce outfit, then fuck you.
You don't like it? I don't give a fuck. I ain't complaining about what you wearing.
Look, all I'm saying is, do you walk up into a bar dressed like Rainbow Bright? That's all I want to know.
Moving on.
Whatever. Don't get upset with me. Because you walk around Roy G. Biv. All right, moving on. Oh, and I'd like to give it up to everybody this week. Rage has done some. Rage did a run sheet. Good job, Rage. You should feel good about that. Rage, I told you when. Don't do that while we on the air. I thought we talked about this shit. Rage! Yeah. Fuck. Oh my god, you so damn nasty. You ready, Rage? Here he go again. Alright. Moving on. Oh, let's see if we dropped him.
Oh man, no.
What is up with you, yo? Is Pastor Sadell still in the chat room? I'm moving along without him. Pastor Sadell in the chat room. Let me see. See if Pastor, because I got a question. I want Pastor Sadell. I don't know if he's still in. Let me check. I don't see him. All right, look. I'm going to say this.
What the hell did he need Pastor for?
Because I want to ask. I want his opinion on something. All right, so it ain't about you.
So this
about
is,
thinking
this
about is... you. I was going to introduce your new.
I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about Dollar. So just fall back, Creflo Dollar. All right, whatever.
What the fuck?
What?
I was going to talk about that.
You ain't qualified, Creflo Dollar.
You fucking piece of shit.
Whatever, whore. I'm the one that found the story.
I found it first.
I found Creflo Dollar first.
No, you didn't.
I did, you little.
No, you fucking didn't. I found it first. You introduced it. Oh my God, must I? Okay, hold on.
Not gonna argue.
Now, wait a second. Now I gotta look for the shit. I told you I was gonna talk about this shit. God damn it.
All right, let's do word associations. You ready? Let's do that instead. You wanna go first?
You go first. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Layla Ali.
Dreaming.
Roman Reigns. So you can't even say anything. So look
good one. Me. Wait a minute. Give me a second.
No, optimistic. It doesn't work that way.
Optimistic.
Barack Obama.
Trying.
Empire.
Niggerish.
NASCAR.
I said it.
NASCAR.
Awesome.
Swax.
Enigma.
Whatever. I'm done. You gotta sit there and think about it.
All right. I'll throw some at you. All right. Kanye West.
Ignorant.
Cleveland.
Don't care. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Cleveland, Ohio.
What about them? Basketball? Just the state in general? Just the
city? The city, the town,
and the state? I don't care. I don't know. Whatever. That's mine. Whatever.
All right. Now I'm really going to start breaking. All right. I'm going to start breaking these rules here. Surfer.
Thirsty.
Shit. Oh my god. Okay. Let's see. Kendrick Lamar.
Rapper.
That's disrespectful.
That's what he is. Keep going.
I am. Shut up. Damn. Let's see. Molly.
Tripping. I'm going to talk about Molly later.
You done? See if I can get one more. Ebola.
Fake.
How about this? This is definitely the last one. 370.
I don't know, Rage. 370.
370? Flight 370?
Oh, flight 3. Oh, it's about the plane?
Yeah.
I don't know. I could say the same thing. I was going to say, I don't believe that shit missing.
No, never mind. I'm done.
All right, I got one.
All right.
Let me go.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Go ahead. I feel like we're playing, you know, one day on the air, we should play Cards Against Humanity. All right, you ready? All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Somebody find a deck. We're going to play Cards Against Humanity. All right. Dana White.
Dana White, that's a good one.
Are you gonna pass or say it?
Pass.
No, I'm not. I was gonna say something, but I'm not gonna say that. CM Punk.
Truthful.
Trannies.
distance.
What?
Distant.
Pussy.
What'd you say?
Pussy.
Tasty.
Yeah, alright. Stop. Motherfucker don't know no pussy tastes like. Alright. Whatever. Alright.
That was it?
Yeah, go ahead. One more. Short round.
Let's see. March Madness.
Basketball.
That's it?
If it was you, you'd have said hard on. But, competition. Man. Competition. Go ahead. We lost Rage again.
Cesaro.
What?
Cesaro.
Champion.
Yeah. Yup. Let's see. Beyonce.
It ain't worth saying anything. Pass.
Okay, how about this? Coco.
Fat ass. Where's that video of her trope for me? That video, I got it. Oh my gosh, I got it. Where is it? Gimme.
Oh my god.
Gimme.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
I know I got it.
Oh, he's gonna. Alright, so Lee is about to show you a video of. Probably. Of Coco, who is Ice-T's wife.
That shit is alive. You hear me? It is alive. It's alive. It's alive. Put it in the chat. That shit is alive. Last time I saw an ass move independently like that, it was Nell Carter's. That shit is alive.
Alright, here it is. I'm about to...
That shit is alive.
Coco did her first twerk video. I found it. I got it.
Oh my gosh. Ice-T, you ooh.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Well, I don't even know what her first
one. He's tagging that. He's tagging that.
This is his wife.
I know. It's just...
Let me see if I can get that.
It reminds me why I like white girls so much.
Whatever.
Ice-T and Coco is the perfect...
No mind, darkness. It don't come until...
Darkness, motherfucker. I ain't darkness.
18 seconds. Her ass is old. How old is she? Let me look this up. How old is she?
She's like... What, is she in her like late 30s, early 40s?
No. What, you said early 40s?
She's got to be in her late 30s.
No, she got to be in her 40s.
I don't think so.
What's her real name? There it is. Coco Austin. Nicole Coco Austin.
Damn, she's young.
No, that is not her age. That is not her age. Are you serious?
That is pretty young. That is young.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she is. 35. Oh, she is ripe. She is ripe.
And she's been married to him since 2001.
Oh, my God.
He snatched her up quick.
Just give me a second, folks. You're about to see probably one of the most awesome things you've ever seen.
We didn't already watched it. You late.
You late.
He snatched her up quick. 35. I will say this. In that video, she looked older. She got all that makeup kicked up on her face. But
oh, she looks fine, though. 35. I mean, she looks fine with it, but not because not a lot of women.
No, she don't.
I mean, she looks good with it or without it.
She don't need that much as she had on.
She don't need that much, but she still looks good with it or without it.
She's from California. Parents actors. They met on Bonanza. She's Serbian. She calmed his ass down. Sent his ass from doing rap music all the way up to being on fucking... What he on? What show he on? What is he on?
Law & Order SVU.
They always have a token black dude on them shows, don't they? Hell, they always keep one around. You notice that?
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell. They always had one. You can always name the only one that didn't do it was Friends. You mean to tell me they couldn't find one black friend out of that whole city they were living in? I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
So, we're about to get into our main topic points for tonight. Starting with Lee's segment, which is entitled Seriously, and it's all yours.
Oh my God. Look at this picture. Look at this. Oh my God. Wow.
Never you're ready, Lee.
That's oh. That is not Mickey. Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm up?
Yeah, you're up.
Alright, before I do that, I want to play one more clip. Because it's something that I've found out that a lot of people don't know about. A lot of young people haven't watched this movie or heard of it. But it's one of the funniest movies back. And when I was younger, I remember this. They used to play this movie like on marathon sometimes. And Rage, you may or may not have heard of it. Come to find out, you never even heard of Dynasty. I had to. You didn't know what Dynasty was. You had to ask.
I knew what Dynasty
you
was.
You didn't know what Dynasty was.
Just not your, Dynasty.
No. You did not know what Dynasty was with Blake, Crystal, and Alexis. You did not know. So don't lie and say you knew because you didn't know. All right?
There was I knew about a different Rage. Dynasty, not Rage. Your Dynasty. But
there's one different. Dynasty, Rage, and you didn't know about that, did you?
There's another Dynasty, and it was on UPN.
Nope, that's not the same Dynasty. There's only one Dynasty like
okay,
that.
Okay, I get that, and I understand your Dynasty now. I got it. I know. I got it now.
All right. Well, yes, Phil. No, Carter, give me a break. She remember how she used to do her dance, and her ass would move one way, and she walked the other way? It was like she had some... it's like she had a midget up under there that was... You know what she looked like? Remember back in the day, Mel Carter, when she... You know, like, back when they used to do, like, them old plays back in medieval times? And they didn't have real horses, so they would have a person dress up like a horse, two people, and one person had to be the ass? That's what Mel Carter... that's what she looked like when she would move around when she would start dancing. Don't give me a...
Oh, that's fucked up.
Hey,
I'm looking at this supposed Mickey James pick. Nah, that's fucked up. Nah, man, don't say that.
You didn't know about Dynasty. A lot of people have never heard of Mommy Dearest before. So I want to play this clip from Mommy Dearest. It's a cult classic. Mommy Dearest was, she adopted them children and she treated them like, oh my gosh, this lady was off the hook. So anyway, we want you to hear this little small clip from Mommy Dearest, all right? I know Pastor Zadell, some of y'all in the chat probably remember it.
Oh, war! Hangers! What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever? I work and work till I'm half dead, and I hear people saying she's getting old. And what do I get? A daughter! Who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I give her as she cares about me? What's wire hangers doing in this closet? Answer me! I buy you beautiful dresses and you treat them like they were some dish rag. You too. $300 dress on a wire hanger. We'll see how many you've got in your hidden some here. We'll see. We'll see. Get out of that business. All of this is coming out. Out.
Please.
Out. 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 We're going to see how many wire hangers you've got in your closet. Why? Christina, get out of that bed. Get out of that bed. You live in the most beautiful house in Brentwood, and you don't care if your clothes are hunchbacked from wire hangers. And your room looks like a $2 a week furnished room in some stupid backstreet town. Like a
She beat
her ass. What the hell did I just listen to?
She beat her ass with the wide hangers.
Oh my gosh,
Faye Dunaway. She beat her ass with the wide hangers. She was this rich actress, and she adopted these children. And she
that was highly disturbing.
Was it any less disturbing than that shit that you talk about?
Highly rabbi disturbing.
Sucking off babies was that? Oh, that's disturbing. But what I played was disturbing. But what you talked about earlier wasn't.
Yeah, it was disturbing.
Anyway, my seriously should be your ass, but I've been getting on you all night. So anyway, all right. Seriously, this week I want to talk about. I was gonna be the Molly, but I had to switch it up because some of the stuff that I saw today was just ridiculous. Wrestling fans, and I'm not talking about the little children. I'm talking about adults. Some wrestling fans. Some. Notice I said some. Seriously, you have not figured out at your age that this is a scripted product. Seriously, you have not figured out that the stuff you are watching is not real. I mean, these are predetermined results. This is not something that, seriously, I mean, you and your late 30s, early 40s, and you just are so damn dumb that you cannot get in your mind that wrestling, professional wrestling, okay, has a predetermined outcome. And, I mean, everything is scripted. Everything. The promos are scripted. The results are scripted. The whoever wins at WrestleMania is scripted. In the main event as well, that's scripted. The Hall of Fame is scripted, okay? There's not someone where the fans get to vote who go in. This is a scripted event, but some people really believe that this shit is real, and I just can't understand how people are so damn dumb. It takes effort to be that stupid. It takes a serious effort for anyone to be that dumb, to be that old and be that stupid. To sit there and have debates and just threads upon threads on social media about things that don't go your way in professional wrestling. It's ridiculous. It's sad. Now, I'm not talking about people who are just upset about because you know things could be better. I'm talking about people who go and destroy their shit. People who borderline do everything except for ride because things didn't go their way. That's the type of person I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that will get on the air and talk for 2 hours about some shit that they can't change. That's what I'm talking about. Seriously? Seriously? This is ridiculous. I don't understand it. Help me to understand this. Help me to understand you. And if you're listening, I beseech thee. I pray for you. I want your eyes to be open. Because you're 40 and you act like you're 4. Why can't you figure out that this shit is scripted? Now, I realize that for some, that you already believe that this shit is real and, you know, and you get upset when things don't go your way. You probably bet half your paycheck, probably hiding it in some type of separate account that, you know, the spouse don't know about, so they won't realize that you're betting away your money on these matches. But maybe if you can't understand that already, that you probably won't even know that I'm talking about you and this is going over your head. But come on now. And I'm fearful for the next generation coming behind, because if we have adults that are this damn dumb, I feel sorry for the children that are coming behind. I really do. Seriously. Oh, seriously. I cannot understand. If you can't cut off the television when it goes off, or cut off the computer or whatever, how you watching, and you're that fuming and upset and mad and you huffing and puffing and you just, there's an issue. You need therapy. You need a couch. And you need somebody to lean on. It ain't that serious. It's professional rap. All right, so just, you could call me. if you need to talk about it. But this is why I take Facebook hiatuses and I disappear. But somehow I ended up on Twitter and I haven't even got that on
ain't gonna yet. Fucking use it.
I haven't used it. You know why? Because they are just too many stupid people. And these are just fans and you know what? I dealt with it in the comic book world. I dealt with it there and I took a little break. Somebody had made a stupid comment in the comic book world. They were like, Magneto can't beat Superman. No, Magneto can easily beat Superman because he's the Man of Steel. I had to step away. Because that was just a stupid comment. He's not literally made of steel. Okay? And then you got people over here in the wrestling world who just, you know, one of the big talks was the Hall of Fame. They booked the Hall of Fame like a wrestling event. Everybody you want in there ain't going to be in there. They might not be in there in your lifetime. It might be years and years to come. But if you put everybody in there at one time, who's going to be in there next year? Who? Well, like Honky Tonk Man said, he is going to be in there next year. All right? So just relax. It's okay. All right? Your favorite person ain't always going to be in. All right? And another thing, just because you don't like somebody or you don't care for somebody don't mean they don't deserve to be in. All right? Just relax. WrestleMania is going to come. It's going to be a whole bunch of disappointed folks. All right? The same folks who wanted Roman Reigns to win last year the Royal Rumble and go to WrestleMania, they don't want him to go this year. The same folks who... Just the mention of that name empowers me.
Oh, my God!
Just the mention of that name empowers me. Couldn't stand Daniel Bryan. Wish death on him, injuries, and everything else. And now want this man to be in the main event. Well, that's not going to happen. And well, you're just going to have to settle for something else. All right? So just seriously, get a grip on life. Don't be ignorant all your life. Don't be dumb all your life. All right? And that's all I got to say.
Very well said, sir.
Sorry, I just can't endure it sometimes.
You good? You feel good? You all right?
With the end, I was losing right? My help. My help came.
Good? You all right?
My help came to me.
You all right?
I got that in my phone and in the radio in the car. When I'm stuck in traffic and I'm stuck and I need a boost.
You feel good?
I get built like Juggernaut when he touched that crystal.
Oh my God.
I get impervious to pain. I'm impervious to pain. Well, and the Batman ain't got shit. I'm impervious.
My rage Echo Lima Delta
Shield.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Alright, I'm
please. Seriously.
And when you play the Shield one, when I play when the Shield one comes in, that's like the power of three. That's the Trinity right there. That's whoo.
Get your hand off his dick.
Sierra Hotel, India. Echo Lima Delta Shield.
Ooh, me myself and I had to break the other ankle. All right, go ahead, Reed.
Hey, seriously, get your hand off his dick, okay?
Hello, you hear me?
I'm listening to you. Come on, Rage. Oh my gosh. Shit. You on the wrong show with all these technical
I just want to make sure that you're done jacking off the lichen. Are you done?
You on the wrong show with all these technical difficulties. I got to go.
That's not, no.
Well, get your shit together. I ain't got time for this.
My Rage against this. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hurry up.
Me? Motherfucker. My Rage Against the Machine this week, folks. And I mean this with all due respect. It's directed at televangelists. So, the reason why I'm taking my shots at televangelists this week is because Clef O'Dowd had the fucking audacity to request $60 million from his followers to pay for a private jet. Now, odds are, considering how people are in 2015, he'll get his little $60 million. The problem is that he's turning a profit because of religion. And I don't understand how people do that. You know, you sell your little DVDs, you sell your little books, you sell, you know, your holy water, your holy rag and all that shit, just to make a profit, just so you can pay for all the strippers and asses or whatever, all the dinners and shit. But you're supposed to be teaching I guess the job of a pastor or a preacher is to teach the Bible, right? Am I right or wrong?
I ain't saying nothing. You just keep going.
I guess that's what the pastor or priest is supposed to do. But you're constantly asking for money like a fucking prostitute. And like why do shit like that? Why ask people that follow you, you know, support you, hell, even worship you, to take their hard-earned money and to throw it your way to pay for your amenities and shit? This guy, and Clefo Dollar, he's doing it with, he's not feeling any shame for it. He's asking people to, he's basically asking you to buy him a fucking jet. And more than likely, your stupid ass will do it. Because you buy into all the bullshit that he spews. See, I can say anything I want about Clefo Dollar, about how he's a fucking, about, you know, I can say whatever I want about him, but the main problem is the people that buy into this shit. And I just wish that in 2015, we'd be a little more smarter with who we choose to listen to, who we choose to give money to. Because I'm not paying for a jet for this motherfucker, and you shouldn't either. You shouldn't be buying him a buying him a mansion or buying him a car. That's his. If he wants it, he can get a real fucking job.
That's right. Don't buy him one. Buy Jay-Z
one. Stop begging.
Buy Kendrick Lamar one.
That's all I gotta say.
Buy Vince McMahon one.
Fuck Clefo Dollar. Fuck Joel Osteen. Fuck all of these televangelists. I ain't buying your shit. Stop begging.
As a person who was a preacher, I will say that everybody who's preacher is not like that. Okay? For some people, it's a business. Alright? And this ain't nothing that's new. This is nothing that's new. They used to do it back then. Where do you think Lutheranism came from? In the Catholic Church.
Look, I don't believe in religion, but I don't think you should be turning a profit on people's beliefs.
Yo, they do that outside of organized religion. It's people in general about where you're going to put your money. People do it in all types of stuff, from all forms of entertainment. And for some people, church is entertainment. That's what it is for some people.
It sure is entertainment.
It ain't no different than if you watch Kendrick Lamar get up on stage and say, or buy Beats by Dre, or anytime somebody puts anything out, this, that, and the other. Some people, they like that with wrestling. I mean, John Cena put a shirt on, they gotta have it. And he doesn't. I mean, look.
Don't talk about
somebody said,
like that.
Somebody said in the chat room, and it's true. Excuse me for not seeing where it was. I gotta scroll up and see. They said that he wouldn't ask for it if people wouldn't pay. And it's true. There is a prosperity gospel out there where people tell you, you know, and if people open their eyes and see, some of them would see. You know what I'm saying? I always look, if you have someone, Pastor Dell said it, there's a difference between a prosperity preacher and a word preacher, okay? If you're someone that all you can talk about is money, and you can tell when they're falling short on money, because then they start going to, then they start going to the book of Malachi, and they start talking about tithing. They're going to make sure they get their money, and they have every type of law.
Pay the $60 million back for that private jet.
look, dude, what I'm telling you is that for some people, it's a business, okay? It's a business. And when you understand that, you understand it's no different. It's a business. That's what it is, and that's how them people. But the only problem is that when you have some people that they will give up their rent money, their light bill and everything else, they'll give that money up because they believe, and that's how it is. You know, I mean, there's look, it's in a whole different lot of stuff. You have it in all different religions, Scientology, all that. That's what it's in. Even outside of organized religions, people believe stuff like that. They will do it. They will run off and put all their money. How many people do you know take their hard-earned money every week and blow it on the latest sneakers that's out there?
Too many.
$200 for a pair of shoes? Are you serious? They gotta have them. Why?
Because it's a fad.
How different? So how different? What's the difference between putting $200 to downtown locker room? No. What's the difference between taking $200 and putting it in Sports Authority and taking $200 and giving it to a man to buy a jet? It's the same thing.
I don't think so.
Why is it not?
I mean, because you're playing on people's beliefs. I mean, you are making somebody else rich. You know what?
Either way, you're making somebody else rich. What's the source? You're making somebody else rich. You got to be smart enough to know. A lot of people sit up there and they go to church and put their rent money in. Lord, send me the blessing. Lord, send me the blessing. You had the blessing. You just gave it away to the man. You had your rent money. You was praying for it. You already had it in your hand. You just gave it away. And the same thing people do it when they go up there. Like when you do it, when you go up there, give me that denim jacket, the red sock, and the blue sock. You know you only got
got
$5 to your name, but you go
coming for what I wear again.
I'm just saying, look, you do it so well and you make it so easy.
Fuck you. I wear what I wear because I feel comfortable in what I wear.
No, you go out your way to wear what you wear.
No, I feel comfortable.
So I ain't gonna get into that with you. All I'm saying, getting back to what you were saying was, I'm not gonna sit up there and crucify verbally the whole religion, okay, or preachers in general. I'm not going to do that because, or to say everybody, you had to know everybody, okay? You don't want it done to you.
We're giving these people a pass, and we shouldn't.
Okay, but you keep saying that, okay? And you keep saying stuff like in 2015, you would think it's a whole lot of issues in 2015 that you would think, but it's not. You're not giving your money, are you?
To what? To what? A church?
Yeah. Are you handling your money responsibly? That's what it boils down to. Are you handling your money responsibly? Are you giving your money away to something? It's not different. Are you giving your money away to something that doesn't mean? Look, every time these video games come out, you got to have everyone.
For the most part, yeah.
You doing that to make somebody else rich?
I don't buy video games that often.
Just like you said, and let's talk about like same thing with wrestling. Some people, wrestling is their religion. As long as they keep putting this stuff out, they'll keep buying it. As long as the preacher keep talking this stuff, people keep believing it.
Something wrong with those kind of people right there.
Look, and it happens in everything. What I'm saying is that's just people for you. People, they got money, they ready to hand it away, regardless of what it is. Because everything is a drug to some people. You know, they got certain things that they addicted to, and they got to have it. Some people, just the very thought of telling them, you know what I'm saying, all right, you give me this, a blessing's waiting for you. That's why in some of these prosperity churches, they have a $10 prayer line and a $100 prayer line, a $50, $20 prayer line. So you mean tell me that person get a bigger blessing than I get? Some people, you got to pay before you can even get in the building. You know what the problem comes from? People don't study.
Did you just say you got to pay to get into some churches?
Places you got to pay to get in the building, yep. If they have conventions and stuff, and like, say for example, they coming down to what's
a church space? Or a fucking nightclub.
My point is this: the nightclub ain't no different. See, you know what the problem is? You set the expectations for the church. What I'm saying to you is this: people set the expectations for things, and then when it don't go the way they feel like it go, they get upset. Pastor Sadell in the chat room right now. It's probably people that's in the chat or either listening or heard of Pastor Dell that automatically assume, oh, he's a pastor, so this is how you're supposed to conduct yourself. Says who? They don't even read what's in the book to know how he should get that stuff. They don't know. They go by what they think. Oh, you aren't supposed to say this. You shouldn't do this. You should. How the hell do you know what this man's supposed to do? Or how he's supposed to do it? Or when he's supposed to do it? You don't know this stuff. Mm. Now, as far as for his labor and what he does, okay? If this is his profession, or if this is something that he does, or he might have a job, or he might get paid solely off of what's given to him. Okay, it's no different. You know, this is man got to make a living.
Pastor, I hope you're not mad at me. I hope we are still cool.
You can have a grievance, but have an understanding of what you're talking about. And to make a blanket statement and to put everybody in that category, I have a problem when it's done in any type of thing. Because it can happen to anybody. You hear it all the time. All white people are racist. All black people are lazy. All women are sluts. All men are dogs. All Christians are thieves. All Muslims are terrorists. You hear this shit all the time. All. So you start believing that shit. If you find somebody that way, you know who you're dealing with, but you can't put everybody in that category. And you do that shit a lot. And I'm just calling you out on it.
All juicy deli.
Look. They say that about the Jews, too. They'll Jew you down and all this other stuff. I'm just saying, you can't put people in those categories, lump everybody in those categories to try to get a point across. You don't like it when it's done to you. The lady just did it talking about the hip-hop music. I blame it on the hip-hop music. So she took every single hip-hop song out there. Every other hip-hop music. The hip-hop music. She didn't say I blame it on some hip-hop songs or maybe some lyrics in his songs. No. It's the hip-hop music. Oh, so every time some child went off and blew up a school or some teenager, do I blame that on rock and roll music? Do I blame that on when somebody goes shoot up something? Do they go and listen to me? Come on now. Stop putting blame. How about
you blame the parent.
How about, no. How about you isolate the situation for what it is? You can't always blame the parents because there come a time, and see, you wouldn't notice if you don't have a child. Look, when you look at you, Rage. I can't sit up there and do some of the things you do, and I sit up there and blame that on your mother. I don't know her. She could have done everything she could to make sure and put you on the right path, but at a certain point, you got to make decisions for yourself. So you can't sit up there and blame that on somebody else. What I'm saying is, if you call somebody off something, isolate it for what it is right then and there. That's what it is. This man, whoever he is a jackleg preacher. He's trying to get these people money. He had a nerve to ask for a jet, and I'm pretty sure there's somebody out there that gave them that giving him that money towards that, and he probably got some flag for it, and he pulled that whatever that, so they couldn't donate no more, whatever, because he was getting, it was in the media at that point. He didn't want that type of attention coming. But that's him. You don't know half the people out there. You just saying it. Now there have been people in the past. Jim Baker, who else? Jim Jones. Look at the one in Waco, Texas. What was the one that said he was Jesus? David Koresh. So you have people like that. And he had them people over there kill himself. This, that, and the other. So again, you can sit up there and you can't put everybody in that group. You want to talk about Creflo Dollar? Talk about Creflo Dollar. But you can't sit up there and put everybody in that situation.
Oh, Paul Heyman is different.
Whatever. You don't like it. You don't like it when it's done to you. If somebody said, I don't like black people, or I don't like people of a different shade or skin complexion, and it just so happens to be yours, then you would have an issue. See, when people did that shit to you in high school, and when you say women, when people say that, then you get offended. All I'm saying is, yo, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Yeah,
well.
You get, whatever. All right, look, I ain't trying to change you because you're going to do what you want to do. I'm just saying, you know, I try to help you out a bit because if you plan on bringing children into the world one day, please.
Which I don't.
Oh, I should go do a shout. I'm going to start shouting. With my church music. I should go cut a rug.
Oh, my God. Save that for Sunday, man.
Then here you go. Because you think church is for Sunday, right? For one thing, let me fool you something about church, all right?
Church is every damn day? I know.
No. You can't go. It's impossible to go to church. Sit and think about that one. It's impossible to go to church. You can go to a building, but you can't go to church. It's not possible to go to church. You can be a part of the church, but you can't go to church. You can congregate, man. You congregate right now.
This reminds me of an episode of the Bernie Mac show.
I'm just saying. We congregating right now on the phone, cutting up, talking about whatever we talking about. Some nasty, filthy, disgusting muck we talk about like we do on Mondays after Raw go off the air. That's what we talking about. We congregating right now. Okay? But all I'm saying is that, oh, you know, it's come time when you got to grow up, especially you about to get on that
job. You're goddamn right, Rage will get a vasectomy.
I mean, it's going to come a time when you're going to have to get up. You can't sit around the house and just beat your dick all day and just sit up there and wish.
I don't do that all day. How the hell do you know what I do in the house all day?
Let me ask you a question.
Damn.
Let me ask you a question, Reed. Do you think all beliefs, do you believe that all beliefs are relative?
No, not really.
Okay. What are your views on beliefs?
Shit, that's a long ass.
No, just tell me real quick. Do you think beliefs are bullshit or no?
That beliefs are bullshit?
Yeah. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Depends.
Okay. Do you have faith? You have faith in anything? Any type of faith at all?
Again, it depends on what really. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm starting to lose faith in a lot of things.
You have faith in people, though, right?
Hell no.
You got to. You have to.
Why?
It's impossible.
Why?
Well, when you go on that job, are they going to pay you up front?
No.
So you believe.
But in the end.
No. So you're going to go and give them 40 hours or whatever your time, and you're just going to believe that at the end of that week, you're going to have a paycheck. You believe that, right?
No, I don't believe that at all.
Well, why are you going to work? How do you know that you won't work and they won't give you money at all?
Because if they don't,
you trust that they're going to. You trust they're going to assume what? You don't have any money. How are you going to assume? Okay. I'm just saying. So you believe that beliefs are bullshit.
I ain't say beliefs are bullshit. I said it really.
What are they? You just said you ain't had no beliefs though.
I mean, you believe. I don't, but it depends on really. It really depends on what you believe in.
So, what do you believe in, Reed?
Facts, I guess.
Facts, like what? You can't believe in them because half the shit you bring me, you go to every you go everywhere else but facts.
Oh my!
What do you believe in?
Oh my God! You know what I believe in?
What?
I believe in Paul Heyman. Let's close the show.
You do?
I believe in Paul Heyman.
What you believe in him about? What do you believe? He just said, look, he's been on record for saying that he's a liar, a cheat, and he'll do whatever he can. That's who he is. That's his nature. So you would trust a man like that?
No, well, you know what? Hey, at least he's honest.
What's your ex-hamster username, by the way? I meant to ask you earlier.
How the fuck you know I got one?
What's your username?
I'm not telling you.
Don't tell me.
No.
Okay.
That's my business. That is for me. Nobody else.
Reed, you don't trust me?
Yeah, I got one.
You don't trust me?
And I ain't telling. No, I'm not telling you it. You ain't getting into that.
Oh.
That is private property.
Okay. Whatever. All right, dude. Look, we about to get out of here. Go ahead, plug the shows, please.
Oh, my God. Ask me for my goddamn. No. So, we have a lot of great programming here on Rant Entertainment Media Radio. And it continues tomorrow at 8 with the Mothership show. That would be the Rant with Double A, where he'll probably run down Raw and put up with Surfer and Tony C and all that good shit. And then we get into Wednesday at 9 o'clock. We have a good show that we like to call Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rhea and Dave Mega Powers. Brackets tomorrow for what? I just want to know what he's talking about. Brackets for what? You are doing brackets? Okay, so Double A is going to be doing brackets. What kind of brackets? Might as well just find out tomorrow. So, like I said, the Rant tomorrow at 8, Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. That is Wednesdays at 9. And then we get into our Thursday night doubleheader, which is starting at 7 is the Rex Plex with our good boy Rex. And then an all-new episode of Rant and Wrestling at 9 o'clock. And then on Fridays, it is
going to be live.
they are going to be live this week. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Special live episode this week. Might want to catch that. 9 o'clock Thursday. And then Fridays we might have a new episode of the Lex Podcast with our boy Lex. And then Saturdays is the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan and Stevie Ray. And then on Sunday, it is the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show with Surfer and Jordan Cobb. It's Sundays at 5 o'clock. And we get into Mondays. So you got our boy Will Sweeney with That Awful Podcast that kicks off the night at 7 o'clock. And then right after Raw, it's us back again next Monday night with Freaks and Effing Geeks. That'll be after Raw at 11:15. And don't forget, WrestleMania weekend kicks off Thursday, March 26th, right here on Rant Radio. Over 22 hours, if I'm right, 23 hours of live programming over the 4-day weekend, which all culminates with our big live marathon of shows on Sunday, and it all leads up to WrestleMania from Levi's Stadium in Silicon Valley, California. Again, it kicks off Thursday, March 26th, right here on Rant and Radio. Head to rantandradio.com for any information. You know, if you want to listen to the shows, and even if you want to join us with some, if you want to, you know, type up an article, if you want to be a part of the team, if you feel like you've got what it takes to be on Rant and Radio, just shoot AA a message. They'll get back with you. We're always looking for new blood on this network. And that's about it.
There's an app called Podcast Addict, and I've been using it, and it pulls, it's real nice. It looks kind of complicated when you first start, but if you go in there and search Rant EM or Rant Entertainment Media or Rant EM, and it'll pull up with like the logos, the pictures, everything. It automatically download the shows. Have everything separated. It'll go from one show to most current show. You can set up how frequently you want it to download. You can just stream it, or you can actually download the shows. If you don't want to download Newspace, you just want to stream, you can do that. It's real nice. So check out that app, Podcast Addict. It's free. And it's working good.
Wait, for have me you so seen far. The movie Bamboozle? I'm watching that right now.
I've seen that, yes. You watching it again? Weren't you watching it earlier?
No, it was that was a few nights ago. I just caught it again. It's at Paul Mooney's part.
Oh. Ain't that some shit? That's some shit. That's the shit I'm talking about. Rage. Him and his particular bullshit. Rage has got some shit with him. I'll tell y'all, he got some shit with him. This motherfucker got some shit with him. I'll tell you right now. He'll say what he's talking about shit. He don't know
shit. I am watching Bamboozle.
Your ass is Bamboozle.
And it's a movie you should watch. It's a movie everybody should watch.
Why? Because you said so?
Yeah, because I said so.
Why? Because you like it? Why?
Because it's fucking awesome. It's
whatever.
Real.
So everybody
it's
should
real
watch
shit.
It. Everybody should watch
it. Yep, so everybody should watch it.
Boy, you are lost.
Man, look, March Madness is underway. I got to get ready for tomorrow.
Take your ass on. Later, y'all. All
right. for me, Reed. For Lee, we'll see you next Monday on Freaks and Effing Geeks. Good night, everybody.